When the second half started, the game was basically 0-0, and it was going to come down to which team could figure out their offense, the way that neither team could figure out their offense early on. Ultimately, that team was Goodland, who was able to pull past Garden City in the end. The first quarter of this game was not reminiscent for how the entire game was going to go. But in a sense, it also was. Garden City missed a lot of open three-pointers. Goodland missed a lot of chances around the rim. It was only 6-5 Callaways after one. But it didn't feel that way. There weren't a whole ton of fouls. There were basically no turnovers in the first quarter. Just neither team could score. And the question was going to be what team could start scoring. When that third quarter came around, Goodland outscored Garden City by 8, and I believe it's because they were really able to spread the basketball around. Garden City got things going for some of their starters in the second half, but it just came too little too late. You can't go that long in a game where you only have 2 players on the scoreboard. Give credit to Emilio Zunt, who finished with a joint season high 21 points, and plenty of props goes to Brody Burns, who shook off a very rough start to finish with 11 points in the second half. But when you go on the road against the 9-2 team, you need to execute your offensive chances, and Garden City didn't hit the easy chances that they could have throughout the game. Give plenty of credit to Goodland. They were a well-coached group that really did a great job attacking Garden City inside in the second half. Final score from Goodland, the Cowboys 58 and the Buffaloes 47. Reporting for the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, Cal Friedman, KWKR 99.9 The Rock.